This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN World Health Organization says it's reached an agreement with Israel for limited pauses in fighting Gaza to allow for polio vaccinations for hundreds of thousands of children, with the campaign starting Sunday. This comes as the United Nations campaign to vaccinate hundreds of thousands of children there say that it has come too late for some. Reuters, Rachel Zuda.
Baby Abdul Rahman, days away from his first birthday and should be learning to walk. But at just 9 months of age, he became Gaza's first recorded polio case in 25 years. His mother, Naveen Abu Al-Jidyan, says he was born just weeks before the war began. And because they had been displaced from one place to another, he did not have all his routine infant vaccinations. Since 1988, cases of polio have declined by 99% worldwide, thanks to mass vaccination campaigns and efforts to continue to eradicate it completely.
AP Washington correspondent Saga Morgana reports that your European Union's top diplomat is ramping up pressure on Ukraine's Western backers to lift restrictions on using weapons they provide.
The U.S. restricts the use of long-range ballistic missiles against Ukraine, and some European nations also limit weaponry use. Kyiv is desperate to use the weapons to strike targets inside Russia, which are used to stage attacks on Ukraine. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says the restrictions must be lifted.
Otherwise, the weaponry is useless.
Speaking alongside him in Brussels, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says if certain decisions are made, Ukraine can succeed. If they are not, it won't. And that's on Kyiv's backers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military says that one of the handful of F-16 warplanes that Ukraine has received from its Western partners to help fight Russia's invasion has crashed. Military said in a statement posted on Facebook, the fighter jet went down on Monday when Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage at Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that some of those Russian missiles and drones were shot down by F-16s before they reached their targets. The crash was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine, and where they arrived at the end of last month, and at least six of the warplanes are believed to have been delivered. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Iran's increasing its stockpile of weapons.
The United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium-enriched to near weapons-grade levels in defiance of international demands. That's according to a confidential report by the International Atomic Energy Agency that was seen by the Associated Press. The report says Tehran has also not reconsidered its September 2023 decision to ban the most experienced nuclear inspectors from monitoring its nuclear program, and that IAEA surveillance camera remain disrupted. The report further says that Iran has still not provided answers to the nuclear watchdog's years-long investigation about the origin and current location of man-made uranium particles. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez will speak remotely with the foreign ministers of the 27 European Union member states on Thursday. In Brussels, the policy chief Josep Borrell said
he will address the ministers, but at the same time the repression continues in Venezuela. People from the teams of the opposition has been arrested and disappearing. We are very much worried by the situation of the leaders of the opposition. So the call from Edmundo will be very important for the ministers to take stock of the situation in Venezuela.
Venezuela's Electoral Council and its top court proclaimed Maduro in power since 2013 as the winner of the July 28th election, but has not published complete voting tallies. Venezuela's opposition has published its own tallies on an opposition website showing a resounding victory for Gonzalez, giving him 67% support. Prosecutors in Mexico suggested Thursday that U.S. authorities made a deal with the Mexican drug lord who turned himself in at another capo to get his brother transferred from a U.S. prison. Mexico's attorney general's office also accused U.S. authorities of not responding to information requests in that case. The office also said that the small plane that flew them both to the United States in July had multiple registries and identification numbers. The U.S. has denied it. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.